Well, maybe it's time to move into the show and tell the guys to go to some house to learn.
Or lasser b'teves, chavis alvada shir. We're doing Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we learned, and then he wants you to think about things, and that's what Cheshbon HaNefesh here means. We're in Perek Gimel, where he gives you a list of 30 things to think about. And the first couple were, and we'll still have to learn a bunch of them, are about classic Chavis HaLovis, meaning the Yisod of life, to contemplate what Hashem does for us, and to feel a sense of gratitude, and to want to reciprocate. How do you reciprocate Hashem? By doing His will. And it would be the same by a person too. If a person saved your life and said, you know, can you do something for me? That's what you would do. So number one was to contemplate the very fact of your existence, and we talked about that at length. Number two is maybe belongs more in Shar HaBechina, and number two, he wants you to contemplate your physical body, how everything's perfect. I kind of brought a book with me, but that goes through the human body, and like Rabbi Victor Miller's style, how what the fingers do, how many jobs your hand has like an amazingly versatile tool, it does all sorts of things. And it's very dexterous, and it's the fingers, and they said each finger has a special task in a different aver. I don't know, like it's perfectly formed for that task. That's what he says to study and to think about. So again, in the Shar HaBechina, he goes with a little more detail. Here, but he wants you to think about your physical body and how you were born and what a nace that was and how you had mazon when you were a fetus and how you have mazon after you're born and exactly enough and you're an infant. Infant nurses, it's just enough milk and it's the healthiest thing in the world, the milk. And he says a person should imagine if you were born, if a person was born blind or without hands or feet, and someone came along and got him hands and feet, he would be beside himself, and he wouldn't know what to do for that person. He would like, please, 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 tell me what I can do for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made all of his whole guf and all of his evarim. Betachlis hatkinus v'hashichlol. It's right before the end of the paragraph on page Resh Mem. The first three words on the line. Betachlis hatkinus, perfectly formed, hashichlol, put together. Put together Beloshon slang, put together Beloshon literalness, put together. Ka'amro, Zachor no ki kachomer asisani, v'goymer ha'aloi kecholov tatichaini, v'or bosar talbisheni, chayim v'chesel asisi imodi. It's just amazing, amazing, amazing how the body is put together. It's even more amazing to us 1,000 years after the Chavis HaLovis, because we know about cells. We know about cells and blood vessels. He talks about blood vessels too, but what's the name of the biology book with a G? Genius, something with a Gimel Yud, because he writes about it, Shar HaBechina, Gimel Yud Vav Nun Samach, something like that. I think I have it wrong. It must have been their medical book. What's the name of the famous medical book that everybody... No, not this, something else, like... Like the basic medical book that they still use, even though it's Grey's hundreds Anatomy. Of years old. Yeah. I think Grey's Anatomy. That's what I'm still thinking. That's what I'm thinking of. Anyway, that's what he wants you to learn, study, and think about. That's an Eov. No, in Tillim. Tillim Kuflamites. I tell women to say it when they're pregnant, because it has a lot about an uber and the miracles that are taking place within the womb with the fetus. Okay, so that's Cheshbon HaNefesh number two. Number three is, again, he's still in the mode of gratitude. Hashem gave him seichel, unbelievable. Like, you know, until now, he didn't even get up to the seichel yet. Hashem the power of thought, and that's a whole mouthful. First of all, it's seichel, and the power of rational thought, and creativity, and memory, and I don't know, maybe animals have memory too, Grandma. Just everything, the brain does so many things, and it's a little mess, gray matter. And the person's midos. Somehow this goes together. We're going to have to figure this out. I guess this is, he's talking about that he's a step above a behemoth. This bechina, this number three, so I guess normally we're used to thinking that a person's ahead of an animal in seichel. I mean, that's the main difference. But here, if I'm right, then he's talking about other things too. So maybe that's also different than an animal in terms of midos. Even though, I don't know, an animal also can be, you have two monkeys, one could be a Rachmoni, one could be an Achzori. They have midos.
Even mice.
What?
Even mice.
Mice. I know they have patience and impatience. Maybe, Hidafka says, midos na'alos, uma'alos nechbados. In other words, adarabba, like fine midos, like very edel, a very refined and elegant midos you don't find by an animal. And I don't know. But he seems to connect it with seichel, so I'm not quite sure, because it's, I don't think that you could be born with this. So maybe he just means that this uplifts the person above the animal. Allah also behen al yasser hachai, which is what he says. It certainly would fit in with the plain meaning of the text. This what makes him higher and a higher level than Yesra Chai Habulti Hoge that doesn't think, that can't think. Or at least as we know thinking. I think Jonathan Sassi once told me it's not so much thinking, it's conceptual thinking. Is that what you told me? Conceptual thinking.
Mm-hmm.
See, I remember. We were standing outside in the hall, in the lobby. Ka'omro Malfeinu mi bahamos oretz umeyol fashamayim mi chakmenu. So you have the yala libo, and again, you got to think about these things. Imagine you were behenaklo also adam kamoso, and someone came along and gave you seichel, and you're aware of that now. Hikir yisran matzavu atal bashoyil ufnechein, and you remember the way you used to be. And he said you could not stop thanking him enough. You would spend the whole rest of your life thanking him. He gave you awareness. He gave you mada. He gave you the world. You're living in a different world. When you have seichel, you're living on a whole different level, a whole different playing field. It's a totally different world. A different world. A more sophisticated world. A more colorful world. A more dimensional world. It's like so much. Like you're in a different world, a different planet. Do you have enough time in your whole life? It's a skeleton. Now he gives like a Asher ain't tachlis utovos of Alenu, vein sofa chasod of Imanu. Kmaimer achosud rabos asiso tom shem alokai, if lo secho machsh lo secho Alenu, ein aroch eilecho.
Okay.
Stop here. So the first three are